Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
Now, do you remember this? It was billed as the biggest redress package in the history of the state. But a year to the day since Housing Minister Dara O'Brien unveiled the €3 billion enhanced MICA grant scheme, not one single home has been repaired under the initiative. And the Department of Housing is now being warned how some families in Donegal need to be moved from their homes immediately due to the dangerous effects of defective blocks. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has followed this story closely and covered it on this programme quite often. So a year on, Barry, what's the story?
Yeah, and this scheme, you'll recall, announced, unveiled after a summer of high political controversy, which saw thousands of homeowners from Donegal in particular take to the streets of Dublin in large-scale protests. The government ultimately announcing a new enhanced defective blocks grant scheme, which could see grants of up to €420,000 for householders, as well as widening the eligibility of for those looking to gain access to those grants, opening it to those with rental properties, and also other counties ultimately added to the scheme as well, such as those in Clare and Limerick. But at this exact moment, on this exact day last year, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien was sitting in the seat I'm sitting in now, eyeballing you, Cormac, and here's what he had to say.
People's homes are crumbling and no one else is going to fix them, and we can't leave these people without a way forward. We're looking at this be twofold. It will deal with family homes, principal private residences, but also, and for the first time, homes that are registered with the Residential Tenancies Board where there are tenants in place.
So that's what Dara O'Brien told you this exact moment last year, Cormac. But issues around the scheme, they have dominated in the weeks, the months since. And homeowners saying now that the scheme, they would still be left thousands of euro out of pocket as it's currently constituted. And ultimately, due to red tape, that has not been operational at all. And frustration in Donegal reaching a peak there in recent days. Angry exchanges outside Donegal County Council buildings in Lifford on Monday, when up to 300 affected homeowners protested at a meeting there, eventually gaining access to the council meeting to express their frustration. But ultimately, as you said at the outset, not one home has been repaired under this new scheme to date. And Sharon O'Connor, she's in Malin Head. Over 10 years ago, cracks appeared at her property. But MICA has also been identified in the properties of those of her parents and five of her six siblings. And for her parents in particular, they are being told to move urgently with mice in their house. Here's what Sharon told me.
Their house, Sam, now is literally unlivable. I do not know how they're still in it. Mum's crying. She's not moving. It's her memories. It's her life. Dad talks about MICA morning, noon and night. He knows nothing else. Keeps on every single day reiterating, I'm going to be dead before this is done. And they're infested with mice. We can't keep the mice out for them. Mum has all her kitchen cabinets down low. There is absolutely nothing in them. It's just an absolute horrific situation. I have never seen anything like it. They shouldn't be in the home, but the rest of us have all MICA houses, we were told, have to be demolished. I can't take Mum and Dad to live with us, nor can any of my brothers and sisters, because we're all in the same boat. Ours is deteriorating so bad. I'm speaking for every single person that I can speak for. Everybody's in the same situation.
You and your brothers and sisters, your homes need to be demolished under the scheme. But for your parents who are in their 70s, and they perhaps amongst those who may need to leave their home, may need an emergency intervention pretty soon.
Oh, they need emergency accommodation a long time ago. They should not be in their home. Their corners of their home has twisted. It's actually twisted around. You wouldn't believe it. There's absolutely no way in hell that anybody should be in that home. There is no way. Can't keep it heated. They're two pensioners well up in their 70s. It's an absolute sin to see the devastation on their faces. They have no life. They have absolutely no life. And it's not fair. And the age of that they're at, they're worrying about us. Never mind worrying, we're worrying about them. But they are worrying about their children. Absolutely. That's all they know. They don't even sleep at night. They don't do nothing. They've nothing to look forward to. They can't even enjoy their home. They sit with blankets at night time to watch TV. You know, nobody. And they're not the only pensioners around. Every single human being is sitting in limbo, and it's not right. I have never, ever seen the devastation. I'm here in Malinhead and I just look out the window and the amount of homes alone in this area.
If I rewind the clock to this day last year, when the government announced that enhanced redress scheme.
Oh, we were 100% sure that we would have our houses, well, some of us would have our houses tossed and rebuilt, and that some people would be living in peace and that the rest would follow. But we're all still sitting. It's a year later, we are all still sitting. We are going out filling in cracks every single few weeks. You're going out and you're refilling because there's more appearing, and then you're filling them and there's more appearing, and there's water coming in their windows. There's water coming in their doors. They have black mold all over every room in their house. I mean, that's so, so dangerous. It's so dangerous. And those people, again, like ourselves, have nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go because every second person, if not more, has mica. There's no houses to rent because no house is safe. It's just a matter of time. And that's why I'm pleading and pleading, please help these people before something bad happens.
Nowhere to go, she says. That's Sharon O'Connor up in Malinhead in County Donegal. Why the delay, Barry, in getting homes rebuilt or repaired then?
Well, that's the question I put to Councillor Martin McDermott, who's the chair of Donegal County Council's MICA group. And he also told me of a recent letter he sent to the Department of Housing, complete with pictures of homes requiring urgent intervention.
There's been a holdback that's been going on since last December where there has been confirmation looked for in relation to deleterious materials like pyrotite. A lot of the applications that were coming into the council were showing high levels of deleterious materials and not just mica. The engineers within the council were looking for clarification on that and felt that that should be taken into consideration because of the fact that most applications now, probably 95 or 96% of them, had deleterious materials in them. That's been ongoing since before Christmas last year, and only about 3 or 4 weeks ago we got confirmation from the department that we could take into consideration other deleterious materials like pyrotite. And that now has allowed the council to move forward, and there is a big move now at the minute. There's about 400 applications that have been on hold from stage one, and there's about another 350 then has been on since that. So there's about 700 applications within the council at the minute. We're hoping to have the vast majority of those, particularly the 400 or 500 that's waiting for quite some time, sorted pre-Christmas, early January, and then moving on to the other ones after that.
While things may be getting up and running soon, I suppose homeowners would not have expected this to be the situation 12 months on, and you've outlined in pretty stark terms to the Department of Housing just how bad things are in Donegal right now.
Between 10 and 20 homes, probably about 12 or 14 homes that need help instantly, because there are people living in homes that they should not be living in. There's people living in conditions that they should not be living in. We wouldn't expect any human being to live in some of the conditions that a number of these houses are in. And, you know, we're asking the department, and we've been asking them for a couple of months now, and saying that we have issues. We have major issues with some houses, and we need the availability of the 15k at least, so people can either get a mobile home or get some type of accommodation or rented accommodation that will allow them to get out to these homes, because it's just totally unfair that someone would have to spend their Christmas making their Christmas dinner in a home that is totally unsafe.
In your own words, in the letter you sent to the department, the houses are uninhabitable. People are living in dangerous homes that could fall in houses where black mould covers the wall. But the responses from the department perhaps indicates that they don't think it's as big an emergency as you feel it is.
If anyone doesn't feel that this is an emergency, I would ask them to come up to Donegal with me, and I'll take them to any of these houses and they can make up their own mind.
That's Martin McDermott. So what happens now, Barry?
Well, as people wait for the scheme to become fully operational, in excess of 1,500 homeowners in Donegal are now part of a High Court action. We've featured this on the programme before. The lead plaintiffs, Gráinne and William Doherty, been taken against Donegal County Council, against Cassidy's, one of the manufacturers at the heart of this controversy, and also the National Standards Authority of Ireland. It's expected 2,000 homeowners may ultimately be part of that High Court action. Donegal County Council for its part, it's to send delegates to the Department of Housing to seek emergency accommodation for the area as homes are repaired or rebuilt. While campaigners, they say there's an urgent need for modular accommodation, while they're also calling for a €15,000 grant to help people with rental costs to be forthcoming immediately. That can't be forthcoming at the moment until the scheme is operational. And these are some of the points touched upon by Lisa Hone of the MICA Action Group.
The reality is that those homeowners who are suffering from defective concrete houses, they've not been able to progress at all. So Dara O'Brien made the announcement last year with regard to the terms and conditions of the revised scheme. Effectively, government is peddling a myth that the scheme is, you know, the panacea and all defective concrete homeowners are sorted. That could not be further from the truth. The reality is today homeowners are in a worse position. Effectively, we don't even have a date when it's going to be open. So, you know, there was talk last year at the announcement that they would fast track it. It was in recognition of the urgency of a dire situation that homeowners found themselves. Yet the reality is that every single government deadline has been missed. It was not fast tracked. So effectively, the new scheme does not exist. It is not in place. People cannot apply for it. So you basically have to struggle on. The homes don't stop deteriorating. The relentless decline of those homes happens week in, week out, month in, month out.
And always bad, but much worse than 12 months ago.
If you had unstable masonry 12 months ago, you've got more unstable masonry. If you had black mould a year ago, you've got more black mould now. It has just exacerbated a very, very serious situation. We've got a cohort of homeowners who absolutely have to move out of their homes right now. And that's what we're asking government to do. We need a parallel process that helps them to get out of really uninhabitable and frankly dangerous accommodation. And the government needs to acknowledge that, and they need to act very swiftly. And when I say swiftly, I literally mean in the next few days. That's what we need to see.
That's Lisa Hone from the MICA Action Group. Any word finally, Barry, from the Department of Housing?
So 365 days on from the announcement of the enhanced scheme, the Department of Housing this evening saying it is still working on drafting the necessary regulations to facilitate the commencement of this new scheme, those measures ongoing. And it says it has also introduced a number of interim measures immediately to alleviate the situation in Donegal and other affected counties.
OK, well, tomorrow will be 366 days since the scheme was announced. And we will keep an eye on this for sure. The MICA homeowners can be assured of that. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.